Well, Graham, I think it's safe to say those are the sorts of days that bowlers hate.
Yeah, I mean, you say that, but in a bit of a weird way, it's actually been quite good fun. You know, the hot, you put hard work in, and it's a pretty placid pitch, really. So I thought we were pretty much outstanding today, if I'm being honest. I thought we put the ball in the right areas, and fortunately catches went down, but it would have been a different game, maybe, if we'd hung on to those catches.
Well, Nick Compton dropped on 5, dropped on 15, and Gubbins dropped on 39. They put on 247 in the end. It could have been a totally different match, couldn't it?
It could have been, but ultimately, you know, no one means to drop catches. That's the way it goes. But I think we pressed hard today. I thought we ran in all day. All the bowlers bowled fantastically well. I thought the spinners put the ball in the right area as well. But, you know, the bottom line is it's a good pitch. So I think if we when we bat tomorrow at some stage, fingers crossed we can just get two batters in, and hopefully they'll put their bowlers under pressure.
It's funny because there was nothing. I mean, you bowled really some good hard spells this morning. You just weren't getting the rub of the green. There was no wicket this morning. There was none this afternoon. I was sort of saying, out of flippancy more than anything during the commentary, that, oh, there'll be a load of wickets after tea because tea will ruin the concentration of the batsman. And then you got 5 wickets after tea as well, didn't you?
Yeah, we said that. Look, we're due our reward. We're due a little bit of luck. As I said, I think we've bowled nicely. I think everyone's been good in the field. I mean, obviously, apart from the catches that went down, but I think we put the ball in the right areas. I think we've had plans and we've generally executed pretty well. But it's a good wicket. I mean, we underperformed with the bat yesterday. Simple as that. And we've got a lot of hard work to do.
Of all the batsmen you don't want to give chances to, though, it's Nick Compton. He loves playing against Durham. I think that's the fifth century he's had now against you. He's got past 50, something like 10 times.
Yeah, I actually said to him, I know Compo really well, actually, and I had a good battle. I've always had good battles with him. I said, Compo, I'll give you 130 now, and you can walk off. He says, OK, I'll take it now. But, I mean, you laugh and joke about those types of things, but ultimately, he's a good player. You know, he's a very good player, and he does always seem to score runs. Going back many, many years, when he got a double 100 here as well on the other side of the square here. But if you give these good players, you know, two and three chances, you know, they're going to punish you.
I'm just wondering if, you know, you're reaching this sort of end part of the season where everybody's starting to get a little bit worn out and a little bit jaded, and one or two mistakes do creep in.
Well, they do. As I said, I mean, no one obviously means to drop catches, but I think the character that we showed today was fantastic, and there was from the bowlers especially, there was no way that we were going to let them get easy runs. The bottom line is that we haven't had a great couple of days. We've got to start again tomorrow and really try and put them under pressure with the ball and then obviously with a bat.
Obviously, their plan is they don't want to bat again, do they? So, you know, if you can get quick wickets this morning, in the morning, try and stop them getting away from you. They're 204 ahead at the moment. If you're chasing anything other than sort of 300 just to get level, you've got a monumental task.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably looking as though we're going to have to bat the rest of the game, really. That's the way that we're going to look, which is going to be tough. But we've got the players that can do it. We've got players that are generally in form, and they're going to be thirsty to score runs because, they, as I said, we didn't bat very well first inning, so everybody in our team can bat and can bat long periods of time. So we just need to make sure that we do that, apply ourselves, and look, like we said this morning, we believe that we can pull something out of the hat in this game, and we've just got to make sure that we do that.